NUA's office union rooms before. And welcome back all our comrades again. I see many of you here. Firstly, as we do with every meeting, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land that we meet here today. We begin, as we do all meetings, by acknowledging we are on Aboriginal land that was never ceded. These lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are intrinsically connected The rights and interests of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples are intrinsically linked to the struggles for justice, self-determination and equality. We therefore commit to walking with and fighting alongside our First Nations peoples in acts of solidarity to achieve these objectives, whilst always opposing oppression, discrimination, prejudice and exploitation. And it is so important because for the working class here in Australia, as we say to our members, there will be no justice for the working class until we first fight and deliver justice for our First Nations peoples. And it's poignant because of why we're here today. More than a year of the worst atrocities and genocide, more than a year of complicity of our Western leaders, our politicians, to turn their back on the Palestinian people is unlike in modern time we've never seen before. But it's ordinary working people like us, ordinary people across the world that reject our governments, our politicians, our leaders. And we're standing up against this. We're standing alongside our Palestinian comrades and for their cause, for their rights to self-determination as a First Nations peoples. The Israeli state is an apartheid state. It's a it has a policy of genocidal and brutal oppression of the original peoples of that land. And it is so important that we build to fight our governments and unite in solidarity with peoples across the world to fight against this brutality and oppression. And this has gone on for more than 70 years, 75 years nearly. And now we see the destabilising, because of this Israeli state, the destabilising of the region again. We see again war breaking out and Western powers standing on the side of Israel. And we're seeing these crimes being inflicted on the Lebanese people. From the MUA's position, we will always stand on the side of the oppressed. We will stand on the side of our Palestinian sisters and brothers, comrades, and we will fight alongside until we find collectively the power to overthrow those politicians and governments that are complicit and cowardly, as we see here in Australia. Anthony Albanese has to go. He's a coward, and he has said for his whole political life that he stood on the side of the Palestinian cause. He becomes Prime Minister, and he cowardly has rejected his whole life, in relation to this. So I say this, I know on behalf of our members, we stand with our Palestinian comrades, our Arab Australian comrades in our communities, in all our diversity. And our power is solidarity. Our power can change the course of history. Our power has seen the overthrow of these brutal regimes, and with that, we can fight for a better world. So it's a real honour for me, as the branch secretary of the Sydney branch, the MUA, to be here, and also to address you comrades. So with that, I think I'll just leave it at that. And again, welcome, welcome, welcome.